Hello, gentle beings of the interwebs. Channer Seraph here for a session of Torn Bear. Now, this is kind of an interesting and unique situation that I especially find myself in. On this summer night, heat, sweltering humidity at its peak, waiting for the storm to break through all of this. And who knew that it was of impending misfortune. See, internet, I just found out a few hours ago that my Oma passed away. Now, for those of you who don't quite know, Oma's grandmother in mostly Eastern European countries. She was a strong bird. I'll tell you that. She was able to pass away peacefully. At the ripe age of 94, she survived World War II while residing in Holland. You know, check up your history. The peaceful thing, they tried not to hurt their own people. Now, some people see that as just giving in, surrendering and all that, but you know what? They knew what they were against. They were money people. They weren't soldiers. But she pulled through with that. And same with my opa, who passed away 8 years ago. And once they were able to survive the Second World War, they came here to Canada land. And really found a thing to build off of. So I'm still kind of dealing with all these thoughts and especially emotions, because even though she fought out for a long time, age eventually did take her. But damn, she didn't give death a run for her money. She passed away, so there was no peacefully sleeping. And I am very grateful that I was able to still see her, chat with her a few weeks ago on Mother's Day. When, honestly, then we didn't know how much longer she would hold on. So for one thing, I am very, very grateful that I was able to say goodbye one last time, especially when we knew it was so, so close. Now, I've been intending on doing one of these little sessions just with a little focus in mind. At the beginning of this year, I broke up with a girlfriend at the time. I just had to end that relationship. It was not doing well for me. I won't get into the details of how that happened, but it's just when I broke up and I was finally single again, I wanted a distraction, tried to focus on other things, and for one thing that I was really able to grab onto was running. I did a bit of it last year, restricted with said relationship a bit by how much I could do, but with nothing really holding me back other than self-doubt, I signed up and ran for a half marathon. So that's 21.1 kilometers. If you're down in the States or Imperial, well, fuck it, you can convert that. And then afterwards I went and ran 30K about 3 weeks later. And recently I did two full marathons. First two I've ever done within 2 weeks of each other. Quite the accomplishment that I pulled off. I was proud of it. But the second one, oh fuck, was that torture. It was the second one I've done, so I knew that I can do it. I can definitely pull it off. But I originally planned to do that one because it was so close to my family and old friends, and I'm not really a selfish person, so when I can say I could try to guilt all these people without feeling guilty about supporting me on this run, that's kind of saying something. But for most of that run, I had the fear because this run was still in the same city that my Oma was fighting on, holding on to for all of us. With the days leading up, I didn't know if I was gonna do the run. Didn't know if she would make it in that time, and if she passed away before that, I would just no-show. Or, I don't know, probably one of the worst things would have happened was finding out right after I crossed that finish line that she passed away while I was out there running in the rain. Oh, that was torturing me, but she pulled through then. She held on for a while longer. And they come to the main subject of usually when someone close to you passes away, or even a famous celebrity that you felt a strong connection with, you definitely feel something. You definitely grieve going through one of the five stages, at least, if not the whole tour of them. And well, still grasping through that right now. This has been roughly 4 hours since I found out that she passed away. Oh, I knew I was fucked when I was right after I heard the news. I thought I have to start mourning and pay tribute. So I definitely went straight to the grocery store and got some stroopwafels, a very good Dutch treat, and grab a six pack of Heineken, because fuck, gotta raise a glass to them. And I knew that as soon as I was trying to start my tribute, my stomach was not feeling it. I sick the stomach, and oh, I knew I was not feeling good, especially then. But I was able to process my thoughts, emotions, give that initial break down those walls, those defenses, open yourself up. Because I don't care if it's too manly or not manly at all to cry, because fuck, it takes a lot of strength to hold it in. And why the fuck not grieve for your family and loved ones? And as much as me try to hold it in, just let it out. You know you'll feel better afterwards. All the tension, all the pain, all the stress, anxiety, and maybe even those dark little thoughts, they just drain right out of you. And I know the people listening, they know this is true. Just open up and take chances. Now, the original intent I wanted to try to have for this torn open, torn bare, was to say, if there's something you want to do, do go out and do it. But don't half-ass it, okay? If you want to get fit, learn to play an instrument, learn a new language, don't try to handle it all on your own. I'm not saying that you're anything weak for not asking for help, but fuck, you go out, you go for a program, a session, lessons, you go out of your way to go to somewhere else to see other people specifically for this thing you want to do. You damn well fucking follow through with it. Try to set your own schedule. No, you may just not feel up in the mood. You're too tired, too busy, work was late. No, screw that shit. if you have a program or lessons, and you, especially if you pay for it, because fuck, you'll get your money's worth. Have set dates, have set times, something that's not flexible, and go out and do it. Eventually, you will meet your goals. You can be proud of what you've achieved and know that, yes, you can follow through things. You can do amazing things. Things you didn't think you were physically capable of doing. But please, do it soon. Don't wait for any specific date. Don't think New Year's resolutions, because come on, people. New Year's resolutions, that is bullshit. Everyone knows you try to start something on January 1st, you're gonna fail. Scientifically proven, done tons of research. Everyone has a mentality that by starting their resolutions on January 1st, that is how they're going to change their life. They're sabotaging themselves because they know everybody fails them. So you automatically have association with New Year's resolutions with failing. No, you want to do something? Do it tomorrow. Do your research. Give yourself a week. Think hard. Or not that much. What is it that you want to do? Fuck what's holding you back. What do you want to do? Do you want to get a tattoo? Get a piercing? Go to another country. Start looking. Start asking. Ask recommendations from friends or other people that have done it. It's no commitment right there at this point. You're just gathering information, and when you get to the point that you want, just fucking go for it, okay? Because you don't know how long you'll be able to do any of these things. You may push it off. Oh, you're doing well with work or your career, but you have to dedicate a lot more time to it. You don't have time for friends or socializing. You try to make the time, try to compromise. Make a plan and go forward with it. Try to have at least one huge accomplishment with your life. Try to do something you don't think you thought possible. Look at that bucket list. We all know what that bucket list is. Things you want to do before you die. Fuck, I didn't realize that running a marathon was on my bucket list. And now I want to do more. I want to do further. I want to be crazier with my runs. And in this evening, I was already looking up marathons in Holland, trying to have a proper dedication for my Oma and Opa. Try to go back to my roots, look at my past to try and shape my future. Go forth, do something. Okay, anybody that's listening, try to think of something that you want to do. Yes, understand your fear and limitations. But fear is the mind killer, okay? Look that up. Fear is the mind killer. It will freeze you in your place. It will give you doubt, dark thoughts dwelling. It will restrain you. It will shackle you down, keep you in your little hole under your rock. But facing your fear doesn't always have to be a huge jump. Baby steps, little jumps, impulse, support from friends. Fuck. Practically having them kick your ass because you told them you want to do this. If they're true friends, they will kick your ass and push you and rouse you to make sure that you don't get held back by your own mind. Now, I'm not going to go on and say life is short because, fuck, especially with how things are these days, they can end the next minute. They can end for decades. People can very well get into the triple digit age range. Good luck blowing out all those fucking candles. But definitely take a moment every day to think, what is good in your life? What can you cherish? You don't have to have something unique every day. It doesn't have to be a huge life altering aspect. Anyone fighting crippling depression or barely functioning anxiety. You woke up. You just wanted to stay in the blankets, but you got up, you got out, and you did something out in the world. Good job on you. You did great. Keep on doing it. Somebody trying to face their fears I hear you. I know it's hard, but once you just take that jump, face your fear, and realize there's nothing to be afraid of. It's only you holding you back. And if you like someone, love someone, try to let them know. Don't demand that you have to have a relationship with them or anything like that, because, well, fuck, that's probably the biggest fear that some people have of being open and admitting to somebody that they like them. Just let them know. Let them know how much you care. They might not have the exact same feelings for you. They may just see that you're a friend or a coworker, but you still let them know that you care about them. And if they don't care for you, well, fuck it. That's something that you have to work through and get past and move on. But just imagine if it works. You admit to them that you like them and you get that coffee date, that you finally say that you love them and they love you too. And just what might happen if you want to spend the rest of your life with them? I'm not saying you to propose to the person you just met 2 weeks ago. Truly know who you're with, but talk with them. You need to have an idea of how they feel about their current states, how they feel about themselves. Relationships aren't just what you want out of somebody else. It's what you have to give to somebody else, what they need from you. Well, I don't know how much more rambling I can have with this, especially with a few beers in and work promptly. I have to leave about 6, 7 hours from now. I know that's not much for many people, but I have been exhausted the past few weeks. This isn't making any better. So, Oma, I love you. You went away in the best way possible. You are still loved by all of us down here, all your family and friends. But we also know that you're going away to a better place with no pain, no anguish, no difficulties, and you get to see all your family and friends and loved ones that are up there that have been waiting for you patiently. I haven't looked at the stats. To be frank, I'm probably one of the weakest of the hosts, the least consistent of the hosts of potentially harmful. But you know what? This felt good, internet, all the internet people out there. Thank you for listening to me as I'm trying to process my grief. Thank you for tuning in. And if any of you are around or were around, I would just give you a big hug. Partially because, well, right now, I really, really could use a hug. But I want to thank you all for listening. And I would definitely want to hug you all. Somehow we had a community center and a bunch of people just got all together that were listening. And just one great big group hug. I'd hug you all one by one. You're all together. Because it is worth loving everybody. I do appreciate, okay? I love you, internet. I love you. And I got big hugs going your way. This has been another episode of Torn Bear. I am Chainer Seraph, signing off. Good night, internet.